Our Lord Jesus uses this imagery of the boat on the water, very much indicative, as we know, of the church. And he knew there would be storms. And his preparation for us and for his disciples is to not be afraid. Recall there was that one account where Jesus was asleep in the boat. Sometimes we know he's near, but he seems to be sleeping while the storm rages. Other times he doesn't seem to be in the boat, perhaps, but we know he's somewhere, as in this case. And the same is true. He comes to them in their need. And there are times where all seems lost. Remember that first Easter when they were locked up in the upper room and a storm was raging around them, not a physical storm. They weren't in the water, they were in the upper room. And Jesus appeared to them again, said, "Peace be with you." He desires that we be at peace. He knows there will be storms. If you're not in a storm right now, then say thank you, Jesus. If you are in any sort, then we use the words of Peter and we say, "Jesus, save me and be not afraid." As long as we stay close to Jesus through his church, through the sacraments and our prayer, even when he seems asleep or absent, he is never far away. So when the storms rage, the temptation of fear and doubt will come. That's the enemy. But the response is that of a disciple saying, "Jesus, save me." And do it again and again and again. And that's the life that we are to live in the church as disciples of our Savior Jesus. Storms will come. "Be not afraid," Jesus says. And we cry out, "Lord, save me." And he will.